He said it is a snare to the man who devoured that which is holy, and it's a snare for any man that goes after vows to make inquiry. Pastor, if God does this, I will do this. Why do you do like that? Come humbly before God and ask him, Father, show me your mercy. Do this for me. Why must you always attach a vow to it? When you do that, it can be a snare, because you should be sure that you are principled enough to know that I have made this vow and I must keep it. Listen, listen, listen. The best decision you can make this year is a decision to serve God. Nobody serves God and regrets it. Nobody. Nobody serves God and regrets it. Especially when you serve him sincerely. Not eye service. So that pastor will know you. Pastor will see you. When pastor is not around. Amen. Hallelujah. Why do you prefer the acknowledgement of your pastor to the acknowledgement of your maker? It's because you don't see beyond the flesh. See? We took a decision. The church management board, the ministerial board, we took a decision. We discovered that so many people want a church to employ them to work and be paid by the church. And we were doing it. But when COVID-19 came, we took a retreat and reviewed so many things. When we returned, we looked at it as spiritual people. Every department, especially the professional departments, in the maintenance department especially, and any other department that requires full time, where they have no time to do any other thing, but come regularly every day here to work, they must be employed and properly remunerated, or rather, appropriately remunerated. But in that same department, there should be people that can offer voluntary service. While the church is paying those ones, God is the one that will pay you, that you are doing your own voluntarily. Until we go to a stage in this church where when you tell people to do this, they will tell you, hey, what did they pay me? How much did they pay me? Did they pay me? Now, when you cannot do anything for the progress of the gospel unless you are paid by the church, what will you use to challenge God for your blessing? How have you positioned yourself? So, we said, we are the ones not bringing up the church properly. And any pastor listening to me now, apply the same thing. We are the ones, instead of motivating the people to work as is done in all denominational churches, we begin to engage them and employ them for jobs that they do only, even some of them only during service. Would you come to church before? So when you come to church during service, you will do something. When service closes, you also close, you go. You want to be paid. Then when are you going to position yourself to be blessed? And while you are doing that, there are some other church members that offer voluntarily. You know, I told the admin, The engineers that are working on our generator, they will leave. All of them are voluntary church members that fix generator, pieces the generator, put it back and get it working. I had to tell at me, I say, come, we know saying that God go reward them, but appreciate them now, find something also for their end of year. I had to, even me, recognize the word of God. And they do that voluntarily. Voluntarily. 50 or 60% of our IT members are all voluntary. Our website that was created, that only God knows how much we will have paid. A member of the church designed the website without collecting one kobo for us. You see, we have our legal department where lawyers are supposed to come together. The head of our legal department, we saw how God promoted him. He told me, say, it has never happened that you will apply for senior advocate of Nigeria for the first time and they give you. But I told him, you offered yourself when we are fighting for this land. He used his chambers and was using his money for filing and for everything. And despite that, he will bring millions again for us to buy cement and buy this and do that. He was using his funds. And I told him that for God to confirm to you that he accepts your service, see what will happen. And when he was going to apply, he came to me in my office. I blessed him. I said, go. It's time for God to reward you. And he got senior advocate of Nigeria the first time. It has never happened. It's the first. So we don't teach that. Among the vows you will vow, consider this in your service for God. Consider it. You used to print one your pastor 10,000 copies every month. Why did you stop? All of a sudden you stopped. Why did you stop? Go back to it. It was pleasing before God. You don't know. The Bible says he that winneth a soul is wise. You know why he says it's wise? Because it goes with a reward. For every soul you are able to lead to Christ through anything at all, sometimes it's through the life you live and going out on evangelism and, you know, sharing about the word of God, sharing these tracts. You see, 2019, I was in UK. And this is our one your pastor track. You have a copy here. The one that, you know, a sister walked to me during the program somewhere in London there. She came and showed me, say, see what she has done with the one your pastor track. Put it in a beautiful booklet. They printed so many copies. She said, this is what she does, her evangelism. Rearranged it, beautify it, the same message, but made it in a booklet. And she's there, you know, distributing. In your compound, throughout from January to December, somebody looking at me here, one soul you have not won to Christ. One. Haba. Haba. You have a God that you are not proud to talk about? Do you have a relationship with him? Oh, you are so selfish that you don't want other people to know what you know. To go to where you are going to follow to where you are worshiping, at least if you cannot preach, you know if you invite somebody here, he will hear something. You see why so many of us struggle and struggle and struggle with our Christian faith? Serve God this year better than last year. Don't make a vow that you will serve God better. At least you will improve. We can never be perfect. We can never be 100%. We are in the flesh. But at least we can do better. We can always do better. As the years go by, we can do better. When you stand and you look at your back, look at the last few months, you will say, you know, it is better. It is better. I know a brother here that fasted from January till July, in 2019. But in 2020, he managed to do 1 month. He struggled, managed, and began to justify himself. It is by grace. It's not by fasting. That's the language of a backsliding Christian. Wake up. Start again this year. That brother, you are hearing me now. Start again this year. Amen. When you did that, you saw how the year was with you spiritually. Start again. Praise the Lord. You left the intercessory group, prayer group. You left it. You had your day with the Lord. You stopped it. Something else was distracting you. All the time you will have used for prayers, you were on your Facebook. All the time. There are some people that once I open WhatsApp, they don't call me. Don't know, say, are they WhatsApp? It's like some people 24 hours they are on WhatsApp or they are on Facebook. Doing what? Nothing to add value to your spiritual life. Nothing. Not even current affairs. Ask them. Who is the, what's the name of the governor of Lagos State? You don't know. Which party is really Nigeria? He will say, Atina NCC. I've been waiting. No, nothing. But they know everything. What do you call them? Those socialites. What do you call them? All those musicians. All those, the latest dress, the latest this. How does it help you? That's their life. You have your life to live. What's your business with the latest cloth they are wearing? With the latest house they have, the latest car they have bought? What have you got to do with that? How has it helped your relationship with God? You are not entering sites where you will read something about faith. Read something that will increase your faith. You know, that will challenge your life. No. All the worldly music, you know them. You know Davido. It took me time. I said, who is this Davido? Davido. When they said police arrested him one time, and everywhere I said, ah, who be this one? I've never heard. Must be a very important person. Davido. And so I tried one day to find out who is he. And they say he's a musician. And I tried to listen to one of the music. I didn't hear even what he was saying. I don't know what they talk. So it just occurred to me. I said, man generally loves vanity. Vanity upon vanity. Things that we add. See how difficult it is for you to read one chapter of the Bible a day. And see the number of hours you read, finish reading this one. All my contact, I share this one. I like this one. I friend this one. I accept, I reject, I delete, I block. Now their language with that. Anytime you are with them, and then I inbox, outbox, I will, now here they hear. I don't have Facebook. Update. I don't have Facebook. Now here they hear. So I will just sit down and look. That's all you know. You don't know any story in the Bible. You don't know any character in the Bible. So, and you are hoping to go to heaven. When you go to heaven, what will you use to identify Abraham? What will you use to identify Mary? You think you will know them by inspiration, Abby? So you don't know anything that can add value to your spiritual life. Somebody say, how is it possible, Pastor? You stand and tell the whole world, ask you Bible question. I say so because, see, life, listen. Our life generally is full of frequencies. like radio. It is the frequency you tune your life to that you will walk in. If you tune your frequency to fashion, that's what you'll be seeking for. Open newspaper, magazines, social media, everything. That's where you'll be tuning your life. If you tune your life to spiritual things, God will be showing you. I sit down till, what am I doing? If I am not here, hearing until one day I vex. Amen. I say, there are some people, I say, in those days, there's what we call cool music. You dim your light in your bedroom and put cool, then it makes you sleep. It will make you sleep. It's a frequency. So, of recent, I say no, I have Bible, an application that reads Bible from Genesis to Revelation. So, the last thing I do when I want to sleep, I put it on and sleep until battery die finish. I will listen till I sleep, and each time I sleep, I will find myself continuing something in the last story I was hearing in the spirit. You tune your life, tune yourself. Some useless music you'll be hearing, useless film you watch. They are shooting, they are killing, they are scheming. That's the last thing that you sleep. What type of dream will you have? This year shall be better than last year. Okay, let me see now. I want to ask the question now. If you have decided to rededicate yourself unto the Lord this year and make a vow within yourself that you will serve God in the best you can, better than last year. Shout amen. If you have truly made up your mind, you've assessed yourself, and your new year resolution is that you will serve God more sincerely, more faithfully than you served God last year, let that person stand up. Wow. Wow. Let that person clap your hands. We are going to pray. See me through, Lord Jesus. See me through. Resolution like this vow. Anytime you make a vow, you say it out. Satan will tempt you in that area, or tempt you in that area. Even fasting. When you say today I'm going to fast, that day every food around your nose will smell it. The hungry way, you know, they catch you before we start. Now, the victory there is when you determine that you will not succeed. That is where the victory is. That is where your strength is made manifest. They will surely come. The temptation will come. They will come in better package this year than last year, the temptation. But always remember this vow you made and let it be your victory. There is a race I must run. That's your prayer. That's your prayer. There is a victory. preached a message entitled The Greatest Battle Ever Fought. He said the greatest battle ever fought is fought in the mind, in the heart. It will first come like a thought, and if you don't accept it, it will go back to sender. But it's when you begin to romance with it, those excuses you see, make I sleep small, I will wake up later, I will pray later, this sun is too much, the traffic is too much, I'm feeling weak, me I don't even know, and those negative things come. Then when you begin to reason with it, then they begin to defeat you. And you see a woman, they always start with a thought. If on that point you rebuke it and tune the frequency of your heart somewhere else, when you keep doing that, that nonsense will not come near you again, brother. Everything goes with practice. Start first, don't be defeated. Start, remember, when you are sincere, then God gives you a hand to keep you going. So our prayer is, this is my endless cry. Oh,
this is my endless desire. Give me the power to do your will. Oh, Lord, I pray. I give you my life, over and again. I give you my soul, over and again.
That God has given you, it's going to require it of you, what you did with it. Some of you refused to use that gift last year, and some of you messed up the name of the Lord with that same gift. Let it not repeat this year. All of us shall give account. You will pay for what you do with the grace God has given us. You that receive message for someone, you will not give. God is looking at you. Especially the intercessors. Suddenly the number reduced with different excuses. That was last year. Let this year be different. I am looking forward to a year that by this time next year, when you are dancing, your testimony will become your music. I'm looking at by the end of this year, you will sit down and see what you have achieved spiritually. And he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Those things that you are chasing, they will begin to follow you. Oh, praise God. We are going to pray. Take any prayer position you like, because this is between you now and your maker. The vow you are making, which area of your spiritual life are you presenting before the Lord, promising to be better this year than last year, and tell him to help you to fulfill this vow. Open your mouth and begin to pray.